This is President Obama's first statement to the public after his reelection. And he spoke in the White House just a couple of hours ago. And I so much wanted this to be the kind of statement that signaled cooperation and that signaled that we're going to go forward and we're going to be able to avoid the fiscal cliff. All of that I thought would be great. But what this was a continuation of his campaign and just more campaign boilerplate with all kinds of applause. And he was patting himself on the back. He said, last year I worked with Democrats and Republicans to cut $1 trillion worth of spending that we just couldn't afford. That's, of course, completely fallacious. And you're talking about $1 trillion worth of spending, first of all, over 10 years. So it's $100 billion a year. And it's $100 billion a year off projected increases. It's not off the a flat amount that they would be spending. But then he added this, and tell me if this doesn't sound like just more of the same kind of campaign crap that the president generated during his very successful, yep, he won with half the votes, re-election campaign.
If we're serious about reducing the deficit, we have to combine spending cuts with revenue. And that means asking the wealthiest Americans to pay a little more in taxes. That's how we did it. That's how we did it in the 1990s when Bill Clinton was president. That's how we can reduce the deficit while still making the investments we need to build a strong middle class and a strong economy. That's the only way we can still afford to train our workers or help our kids pay for college or make sure that good jobs and clean energy or high-tech manufacturing don't end up in countries like China.
Okay, this is so absurd. And by the way, isn't there something unseemly about people applauding taxing other people? I mean, it's just something about that. Oh, yeah, yeah, let's get them. Let's get them to pay more. And for what? For what? And that's the only way. You see, part of what is so dishonest about this is the amounts of money that he's talking about by, quote, increasing taxes for the wealthy. Part of the money that he's talking about here would be very, very small amounts. The most the White House has ever estimated is that it would come to $80 billion a year, which means it would close the deficit by about 5%. It would reduce the deficit by about 5%. That's not nearly enough. And no, that doesn't mean that we boost American manufacturing. It means we hurt American manufacturing because you're taxing job creators more. It doesn't mean that you pay college for kids, for goodness sake. There's so much of this that is just campaign garbage. And then he goes on to reemphasize what he said before.
Refuse to accept any approach that isn't balanced. I'm not going to ask students and seniors and middle-class families to pay down the entire deficit while people like me making over $250,000 aren't asked to pay a dime more in taxes. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, there's, you see, again, the applause, and this is what is so dishonest, and it is so seductive because it sounds, oh, great, yeah, he's saying the rich should pay their fair share. And most people do feel like they're being ripped off in America, and many, many, many people are being ripped off in America. But what he's talking about here, when he says, I'm not going to ask students and seniors and middle-class families to pay down the entire deficit, no one's talking about increasing taxes on them. What you're talking about is decreasing spending. And we're going to ask students to pay more? Of course not. You ask middle-class families to pay down the deficit? Middle-class families pay more? Well, actually, every family is going to end up paying more. And this the president has already agreed to because the tax cut on the payroll tax is going away January 1st. And everybody seems to recognize that's going to happen. And then the president said this in summation for his brief statement at the White House this morning. Here he is.
You know, the American people understand that we're going to have differences and disagreements in the months to come. They get that. But on Tuesday, they said loud and clear that they won't tolerate dysfunction. They won't tolerate politicians who view compromise as a dirty word. Not when so many Americans are still out of work. Not when so many families and small business owners are still struggling to pay the bills. What the American people are looking for is cooperation. They're looking for consensus. They're looking for common sense. Most of all, they want action. I intend to deliver for them in my second term, and I expect to find willing partners in both parties to make that happen. So let's get to work. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, that's President Barack Obama today from the White House. Of course, John Boehner has come forward and has talked very, very directly about helping the president. And here's just sort of parsing his words, and that's what you have to do with lawyers, of course. But and President Obama says here, but as I've said before, we just can't cut our way to prosperity. If we're serious about reducing the deficit, we have to combine spending cuts with revenue. And that means asking the wealthiest Americans to pay a little more in taxes. Now, that leaves him open, that formulation, to the wealthy paying a little more in taxes by reducing deductions and exemptions, which I do think that John Boehner signaled he was completely open to. There is now a complete agreement that, yes, we are going to have to generate more tax revenue. And you do that, as the conservatives insist, and we are right on this, you do that by lowering tax rates at the same time that you cut off the benefits of exemptions and deductions. And people say, well, what about my homeowner's deduction? What about my mortgage deduction? It won't touch you, because the way to do this is precisely what Mitt Romney proposed, which is to find a number and place an overall limit at the value of all exemptions and deductions. And in other words, if let's say you can deduct $20,000 from your taxes, reduce your tax liability that much, but not more than that. That is a way of doing exactly what the president said here, which is getting rich people, because you have to be very rich to have more than $20,000 in deductions or exemptions, is asking rich people to pay a little bit more, but not creating this monstrous increase in tax rates that then never go away and never, ever go down again.